Proclamation number 2751 of May 23, 1943. Love and Truth. Word of God. Follow my voice and allow yourselves to be drawn by my love. Receive my word within yourselves. Pay attention to it and try to live your life according to this word so that you will recognize who I am. To recognize me, solve all riddles, all questions and all doubts that are placed in you by people. And you will be able to refute all human objections if people want to take away your faith in me. People try to create an image for themselves that does not correspond much to the truth, and they scatter doubt upon doubt in the hearts of their fellow human beings. But I know this and want to offer them the truth as well where error is brought into the world by the adversary. Yet you must pay attention to my words. My commandment is to practice love. And this commandment is the first and highest one which no one is allowed to disregard if he wants to be in truth and with it also in my love. And if he is the truth and my love grasps him, he can truly be called rich, for he now sees through every human work. He knows very well how to separate human wisdom from divine wisdom, which is imparted to people through my word. And he is also able to refute human knowledge and invalidate every objection. You can only come closer to me and thus to eternal truth through love, for only then will you be able to hear my word which will guide you into truth. But how do you want to teach and how do you want to substantiate your knowledge, you who do not hear my word because you live without love? You were born without knowledge and you lack the right realization as long as you do not ask for it from me. Your intellect is truly not sufficient to penetrate into a deeper knowledge which gives you information about me, about my nature, my reign and activity and my will. If you want to penetrate this knowledge, then you must do what I demand of you. You must practice love because love alone gives birth to wisdom. And if you lack love, then you also lack wisdom, and what you want to present as truth is merely piecemeal or error. I'll alone hand out the truth, and anyone who wants to know the truth must receive it from me myself. But how do you want to receive the truth from me if you don't recognize me because you are without love? My nature is love, and anyone who wants to establish contact with me must likewise be love, and if he is not this in all perfection, then his deepest endeavor must be to show love towards me. Only then can I bestow upon him my gift of love, my word, which conveys the purest truth to him. My word alone is the key to truth, and I alone am the giver of that which is the right to be pure truth. I myself am the truth, and consequently whatever emanates from me must also be truth. Whoever wants to recognize me must strive towards me and, because I am love, try to become like me in order to be given pure truth by me, my word, which guides him into recognizing me myself. I alone am the way, the truth and the life. Anyone who wants to come to me must seek me, he must try to reach me through me, through love, he must accept my word as purest truth, and only then will he truly live, that is, his spirit will be awakened to life, he will recognize the true essence of love and life wide awake and clearly, he will be knowledgeable because profound wisdom will now flow to him from me, which earthly teachings can never again offer him, which are not connected to me through the love I demand. And therefore you will never attain true and correct thinking if you do not take the path of love. You should never consider that to be true which you are taught intellectually but which lacks all love. You must listen to me. And my commandment is to practice love. To seek the connection to me, who is love itself. Through unselfish loving activity, so that Roman 1, as the eternal truth, can also guide you into truth. Love and truth are inseparable, therefore truth can never be where love is not. And love and truth cannot be where I'm not or I'm not desired. Let yourselves be drawn by my love. Do not resist when I come to you in the word to teach you love. Follow me and make yourselves my own so that I can mold you in my image. So that you may become love and truth. I reveal myself to you in the word and you recognize me if you accept and follow it, otherwise it will fade away in your ears without any effect. You are free creatures. I do not force you to mold yourselves according to my will, but you deny yourselves all divinity if you are far from love. For my nature is love, but unkindness is nothing divine about it. If you eliminate love from your life, if you believe yourselves to be stronger and more powerful without love, which in your eyes is a sign of weakness, you are powerless, weak creatures who achieve nothing, who think wrongly and are merely my adversary's puppets, because they make themselves submissive to him through unkindness and are now also controlled and ruled by him. You feel strong and powerful and believe that you don't need love, yet your power will break when my love withdraws from you. If you do not recognize me as love, I will have to express myself as power and then you will be lost, for your power and strength will be shattered and your knowledge will be of no use to you if it does not contain any truth. But I will never cease to exist and my word will also continue to exist for all eternity. And if you pay attention to it, you will recognize that my word always conveys the same truth to people, that it is unchanging insofar as that people who strive towards me with love will always receive the same word, that they will always be offered the same truth and that the word will remain unchanged as long as people live in truth and long for me with loving hearts. For I watch over the truth if it remains united with love, the truth, love and I are one. Amen.